AM 1420, WASR Wolfboro, W246DI Wolfboro at 97.1 FM. Local, community, radio.
And now, live from WASR Socially Distant Studios, the best sports show on this station at this time. It's Mike and the Haas on WASR, powered by the Yum Yum Shop in downtown Wolfboro, Kingswood Sports, New Hampshire Sports, and National Sports. So here they are, Mike Denae and Charlie Hasek.
Good afternoon and welcome to Mike and the Haas on WASR Radio, powered by the Yum Yum Shop. I'm Mike Denae and alongside Charlie Hasek, we are Mike and the Haas. Been a week, Charlie.
It has been a week.
And it's going to be more often that way.
It is.
It's going to be a week.
So we're making a little shift, at least for the winter.
Yep.
We're shifting to Thursdays only. So we're going to have a Thursday only show, and it's going to be a similar format. We're still going to have some trivia, and we're going to, you know, still have some of the fun segments that people really do love.
We're going to cram it all in.
Yeah.
And if we have to go longer than an hour, we'll go longer than an hour.
Yep.
But yeah, we're going to go Thursdays for a little while, but I'm only going to see you once a week. So I'm going to see Eric once a week.
That is. You're actually going to see me a little bit more.
I know I will.
once the hockey season starts.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah, and that's coming up. I got some good news about the hockey season. I heard that, you know, we have some home games scheduled, which is great, later in the season.
Actually, so there were 3 home games scheduled in December. Now, it looks like right now it's the official
that
soft opening.
That seems a little early, right?
Well, the soft opening for the rink is January 3rd.
Okay.
But they might do – their ice might be in that they can get in, but they're not guaranteeing anything. But they feel confident that January 3rd is when the ice is going in.
Okay.
We had 3 home games scheduled in December, which doesn't make a lot of sense.
No.
2 of them were switched.
Great.
So right now we're going to have 8 home games.
All right.
In January and February, which is gonna be nice for the boys to play at home. I guess the rink is going to be, I don't know, pick the percentage, 85-90% done.
Okay.
At that point, so fans will be able to get in there. There'll be an announcer's booth, so you'll be
comfortable. Well, I was going to say, you read my mind because I was – the selfish piece of me is there going to be an announcer's booth and a game clock and I'm going to be able to do my thing?
My understanding is yes.
Yeah, if you're going to play hockey, you need to have a clock, obviously.
You're going to have the game clock for sure. Yeah. But yeah, my understanding is yes.
We want to have some music.
Locker rooms are a question mark on how complete the locker rooms are.
Right.
They're still working on that. But yeah, we're going to be in.
Which is great. That's awesome. And, you know, your son is obviously a senior, so it'll be good for him to have the opportunity to have some home games.
Have some home
year.
Games, and he'll get a chance to, you know, get a taste of the new rink before he graduates.
Yeah.
So that's always, you know, we've been playing in there since, you know, obviously it's been probably, what, Sam's turning 22. So, you know, roughly 17, 18 years we've been playing in there.
Yeah.
And now they're making the new one. So
yeah, I know.
I'm happy
so
that
future generations will benefit.
Yes,
but,
absolutely.
17 years ago was probably falling apart then.
The Pop's been in tough shape for a long time,
yep.
and we should really do a shout-out to the Friends of Pop Whalen Arena on how much work they've done. Victor Druin, Chuck Smith, and everybody else involved with it. It's such a massive community effort.
It is. I mean, a lot of it's been...
Kurt DeWilde, there's been another one.
I was
going
to say, a lot of the funding has been private donations,
yep.
which is just yep. amazing. And similar to how they had done the Friends of the Abenaki
Correct.
Lodge. And
yep.
it's just great
Correct.
To see the community come together.
It's going to be... You and I talked about this a couple... maybe last year when we were trying to get people to come out and vote for the Warren article. It's amazing how quickly this has happened. If you think about it, last March,
yeah.
we were trying to get people to get out and pass it.
Right.
And they broke ground in April, and here we are. They're actually going to be playing hockey this year. The facility itself over at Appet, between the lodge, the ski area,
yes.
now the ice rink.
Yep. And now you have your trail network there
your trail
as well
network
for cross-country
there, the Abenaki
skiing.
Trails, yep. It really is spectacular, and it's going to be like a hub of winter sports. And then, you know, then you include the Sewell Woods trails and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's really spectacular.
It's going to be so beautiful once it's all done that I'm going to have to celebrate by moving to a warmer climate. So, which will be great for the people that remain here
yeah,
in the winter.
I know. Well, this might be a warmer climate soon anyway.
Well, I sure hope so. That would be wonderful.
It has been kind of warm, actually. Lately.
I know. So,
Eric,
actually, Eric, yeah. Eric
unseasonably warm right now, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it has been. It's going to be cold tonight and tomorrow night, though.
Okay. Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Eric told us. Eric already warned us to
you
make
say
sure.
20s?
20s.
Eric
and
warned us to make sure we dress warm for the game
tomorrow. It's 20s
tomorrow
night, too?
It looks like about 30 for tomorrow night.
We may have to broadcast very close together. tomorrow for boy.
Would
for
they
body
be upset
heat.
If we started a little fire out in the field?
Oh, how fun
like
would that
on,
be
on the side?
Is that Mike in the house with a campfire?
Snuggies.
Yeah. We could bring a little campfire down there.
Campfire, yeah. Do you remember ever going to games over in Laconia? So there's a house that's right by the field at Laconia. They always have a fire going,
no
and
kidding.
People go out there and watch the game from their backyard.
Oh, that's
it's
great.
Really cool.
That's
so
great.
Are we looking for – I'm sorry, I'm still focused on the weather. Looking to next week, is it still going to be relatively warm? Is that the long range?
Long range is relatively
wow.
nice, yes. Nothing nothing untoward
yeah.
coming.
Yeah, I mean, next week's November.
Yep.
That's already. Crazy.
So it's cold tomorrow night, but Saturday's not supposed to be overly cold, is it?
No, not Saturday. But Thursday tonight and Friday night.
And Friday night. Okay. So that means frost on Saturday.
The
probably.
One night that we're working outside tomorrow night.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
frost
I know.
Probably tomorrow morning.
And Saturday morning, I would assume, right?
Yeah.
There's going to be frost on my pumpkin.
Oh, there you go.
There
really
go.
If we have any pumpkins.
Yeah, it'll be pretty.
Mike and Haas is powered by the Yum Yum Shop, located in the heart of downtown Wolfboro. It can be found on WASR 97.1 FM and 1420 AM and all over the world on WASR.net. The Yum Yum Shop has over 100 varieties of fresh baked goods, including 6 different types of bread and a full-service ice cream bar. And, of course, their most famous item, the gingerbread cookie. Make sure to visit the Yum Yum Shop the next time you are in Wolfboro or online at yumyumshop.com. And while you are there, enter the discount code of Mike and the Hoss or WASR and receive $5 off a Gingy Box. You can always join our conversation at 603-569-LAKE, 603-569-5253. Going to need that because it is trivia. Night sponsored by the Full Belly Deli.
You say it's trivia night. It's trivia night.
Well, it is trivia. Well, I was thinking at the Boathouse, which we'll talk about later. They're doing murder mystery tonight.
I saw that. So the restaurant is open upstairs.
Yep.
And then downstairs, a little murder mystery. Isn't it like an 80s theme?
Yes.
80s theme, 1980s yes. theme murder.
Have you ever done a murder mystery night?
I haven't, but I think it would be a lot of fun. Have you done it?
I've never done it.
How about you, Eric? Have you done it?
No, never.
Wow. Can you imagine 80s theme? Like, Eric, we could have rocked this, man. We could have been dressed up in our best 80s gear, maybe murder at a roller skating rink.
I still have the narrow ties.
Oh, perfect stuff, yeah.
Denim jacket.
Oh, totally.
I have one of those,
great.
Too.
That's what's great about Stranger Things, that it's based in the 80s.
And I could have, if I still had hair, I could have feathered hair. You could rock that, Eric. Kind of feathered hair.
You know, mullet. Could. Go mullet.
Oh, I've been there, done that.
That's awesome.
That would be fun.
All right, let's get started. Opening takes brought to you by Hancock Lumber.
For all your building supply needs.
Would you like to go first? Because you complain that I go
no,
first.
No,
all
go
the
ahead. Because I actually like your takes. I just, you know, my take, once we get to my take, is something that we've actually talked about. It was one of Eric's wonders, and it's just something that kind of reared its ugly head again.
I have three of them. It was one of those. It's probably going to happen now that we're going to go back to once a week. I'm probably going to have three of them often just
sure.
as a, you know, brain fart during the day and trying to think
just
of things.
Throw it on there. Yeah.
The Patriots, I don't know if you knew this, they went from a two quarterback problem to a no quarterback problem.
Yes. Yeah.
They screwed up both quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about the Patriots later on in the show, but they really did. I don't. Could they have messed that up anymore?
No. And obviously you. I know we're going to talk about the Patriots. So you start Mac Jones.
Yep.
He's ineffective. And then Billy Zappi comes in and gets them the lead.
Yep.
Gets them the lead.
Yep.
And he's over there and you see the sideline and he's – what was he singing? He was singing – singing a song on the sideline and all that stuff. And then they just implode. The Patriots implode and they don't win. So, yeah, it was screwed up because Mac Jones, your starter, is pulled. So Mac Jones has you know, oh my gosh, he's booed by the fans of New England. Bailey Zappi comes in. He's the hero for about 15 minutes.
Accurate.
And then it just all falls apart.
Right. So now Bailey Zappi has no confidence anymore. Mac Jones wants to get out of town probably because he's like, well, screw these guys.
Yeah.
I don't know if he could have screwed it up anymore.
No.
I really don't. What, in hindsight, given everything, what do you think Bill should have done?
He should have started Zappi.
Yeah, I agree.
What he should have done.
And then if Zappi struggled, then bring in Mac.
That's right.
That's the angle that you take because Zappi is an unproven backup quarterback who is hot.
Right.
And so if he stays hot, great. Mac sits another week. If he doesn't stay hot, say, oh, he's our backup.
Yeah.
We're going to go to our starter now, and everybody's fine. Exactly. Even if they lose, everybody's fine.
Yeah.
You know, because then the talk is, well, if Mac would have been in there from the beginning of the game, it would have been fine. He doesn't get booed.
Right.
He doesn't have any of
How
that
do you
stuff.
Feel? Let's talk about that. How do you feel? Like, if we were – if I can guarantee if the two of us were at the game, we would not be booing Mac Jones. There's no fiber in my body that would say I'm going to boo the, you know, really who is the starting quarterback. I'm not going to boo Mac Jones. I probably wouldn't boo a Patriots quarterback. Period. I'm not going to boo my team. But I just, what is going on with, like, that is so un-New England. Is that even a word, un-New England? It is now. But, like, that is not, that. I mean, that's something you expect from New York. You know, that's something you expect from.
You don't think the fans are entitled to boo?
I think fans are entitled to boo, but why are you booing Mac Jones, your starting quarterback, your potential franchise quarterback, because he's had a few bad series? It just seems such an overreaction by fans of New England to boo him.
I think indirectly they're booing
Bill?
No. Patricia and Judge.
Okay, so Patricia and Judge, and maybe Steve Belichick.
A little bit of Bill. But that whole concept of what they're doing offensively. There's other drama, which we're going to get to. Are they calling the same plays for Mac Jones and Bailey Zappe setting one up to fail and the other one up to succeed?
Yeah.
Which I kind of agree with that. I've watched all these games. I kind of agree that, you know, Mac's being called to run some, like, very vanilla, bland plays, and Zappe's got guys crossing all over the place.
Yeah.
I don't think booing Mac Jones was warranted. I think booing the Patriots was warranted at that point. But again, they really dropped the ball and handled this in a really stupid way.
Right.
So that's one take. We'll get to the Patriots later on.
All right.
Have you? I know you've probably caught the Kanye West. Originally Kanye West.
Yeah, the artist formerly known as Kanye West.
He's an a-hole. I don't know how else you could say it. I mean, just an absolute jerk.
So he made anti-Semitic remarks.
Yes.
And he's obviously crazy. I mean, obviously. It's not just the anti-Semitic remarks.
He was
crazy before that, too.
Yeah. He was $2 billion crazy, too.
Yes.
Was. Yeah. Keyword was. Jaylen Brown, Celtics, you know, player, had signed with his sports
brand.
Agency.
Yeah.
And Donde Sports, I think.
Donde,
it is.
Yeah, that's right.
And his.
Doesn't Donde mean where in Spanish?
I'm not really
Donde.
Sure. And then Adidas that's where he gets most of his wealth from his.
Being Kanye West.
Yeezy's shoes, right?
Yeezy.
The Yeezy sneakers.
Yeah.
Yeezy sneakers.
You got a pair?
I do not.
Eric, you got a pair of Yeezy sneakers?
No.
They're a little outside my price range.
Yeah. Well outside
it
mine.
It took Adidas about 4 or 5 days to finally cut ties with.
Yeah,
with them.
What were they doing? What do they need 5 days to cut ties? Couldn't you cut ties in about 30 seconds? Like
and then they say, well, where's company headquarters? Germany, which
I don't mean to laugh, but
I'm sure it wasn't connected. But
no,
I was just like,
I know you're like,
really?
What? It's where?
But Jaylen Brown took a while too. Brown didn't dump it right away.
No.
You know, he came out and spoke against Kanye. But then
he released a statement.
Yeah,
right? Yeah,
but then he didn't leave, and then Kanye doubled down, and finally Jaylen Brown said, that's enough. I'm tapping out.
Yeah,
along with everybody else.
Maybe Jaylen was getting his few paychecks, final paychecks.
Maybe it bothered me that it took these guys that. I mean, if you haven't heard the remarks, you can Google them. It is really really bad. And
absolutely. You're right. It took way too long. I mean, it should have just been instantaneous. Like, you look at a guy like, Enes Kanter, right?
Yep.
And, you know, he's very outspoken publicly. Like, granted, he's not as big as Jaylen Brown, but if he had been part of the Yee brand or Kanye West brand, he would have severed ties in about 30 seconds. Done. No questions asked. And he would have been outspoken. He would have been on the radio, on TV, talking about it. And Jaylen Brown, he released a statement that he probably didn't write.
Probably.
It just frustrates me. I love Jaylen Brown. I don't want to bash Jaylen Brown or anything, but I just feel like he could have done more quicker.
That has to be a snap of the fingers. You said what? I'm out of here.
Yeah, I'm out. And then
that's simple.
And then that was said.
Then you release a statement.
Yeah, then you release a statement, and then maybe if you're like, is it true? Then vet it later. But don't even stick around to see if it's real.
Right.
Like if you've heard this, I'm out. and then figure it out later if it, you know, if it wasn't real. But it was. There was, no questions asked.
Lastly, which we could talk about when we get to the World Series, I was wrong about Dave Dombrowski. I know we pulled him off of our list before.
We did.
Yeah. The guy is successful. And, you know, a real simple question. We dumped on Dave Dombrowski because he tore apart, he killed our minor league system.
He
killed our minor league system and to win a championship.
Yeah.
Is it worth it? Now that we've stepped away, we're four years away from the last World Series for the Red Sox, is it worth for that to happen? And do you need, here's the bigger question, do you need to get rid of a Dave Dombrowski after he does that so that you can actually build up the system, or can you last forever with Dave Dombrowski's way of just signing
players? Just signing talent.
Signing talent, signing guys, trading your farm system away, trading everybody away. Eventually, don't you run out of farm system?
You would think you do. And you take a look at, I mean, you take a look at Houston, and it's like year after year after year after year now.
And they're
a dynasty. I know they haven't won a million, but they're a dynasty.
But they built it through their farm system.
Yeah.
Now, granted, they finished last place in like 7 years in a row, so they have all these number ones. But we'll talk more about that when we get to the World Series. We'll be right back. Mike and the Hoss is sponsored by the Downtown Grill and Cafe. When in downtown Wolfboro, don't forget to stop at the Downtown Grill and Cafe. The Downtown Grill is open from 7 to 3, 7 days a week, 364 days a year, serving breakfast and lunch with daily specials and delicious homemade soups. The grill offers the finest organic and fair trade gourmet coffee and tea, several gluten-free options, and a unique and delicious breakfast and lunch menus. So for some of the best breakfast and lunch options in town, visit the Downtown Grill and Cafe during your next visit. Hancock Lumber, in business for nearly 175 years, is a seventh-generation integrated forest products company who is passionate about its people-first and values-driven culture. Team Hancock is a multi-year recipient of the Best Place to Work in Maine Award. Hancock's 11 existing lumber yards, truss and wall panel manufacturing facilities, timberlands, 9 kitchen design showrooms, and 3 sawmills will provide their new team with an additional set of manufacturing and distribution resources. These resources are in addition to the existing product and service offerings catering to the community's high-end residential contractors and subcontractors.
Hancock Lumber is now online with online shopping, product visualizer tools, and an enhanced account dashboard. It's never been easier to stay connected to Team Hancock's products and services. Our website overhaul, including important company information, weekly blog updates, online quoting, and more, is available at your fingertips 24/7.
Visit Hancock Lumber in Wolfboro today or go to hancocklumber.com for all your building supply needs.
After the program today, I'm heading to Skelly's Market in Moultonboro, New Hampshire. They have all your grocery needs, plus more, with great customer service. Pizza, subs, fried chicken, and a great selection of meats to put on your grill. On Saturday nights, there's always the much-loved pizza special, with 2 large topping pizzas for only $20. Skelly's also features Richardson's Ice Cream and the world-famous Bailey's Hot Fudge. Enjoy your visit to Skelly's Market at 374 Governor Wentworth Highway in Moultonboro, New Hampshire, and see why Skelly's is the convenience store with a little more.
All right, welcome back. Charlie, you get some stuff about grass.
I do. Yes, I do. So way back when, Eric, you had done an Eric's Wonder about, you know, turf and artificial turf versus natural grass, and just kind of reared its ugly head again in the NFL because Pete Carroll, the head coach of the Seahawks, had a couple players injured this past weekend on turf, and he was pretty outspoken about, does the NFL really need to step in and do something about having NFL games on natural grass versus artificial turf? And there was a study, just so you know, back in September of 2020, the NFL Players Association really called for a study to look at the risk of injury versus turf versus grass. And from 2012 to 2018, it showed that it was 28% higher for lower non-contact injuries, lower extremity non-contact injuries to happen on turf versus natural grass. And it's interesting because 14 of the 30 NFL stadiums all have artificial surface. They have turf. So just about half, you know, you play on turf and half play on grass. So Pete Carroll is saying, you know, we really need to look at this again, that all NFL stadiums should go back to grass, just natural grass. It's better for you know, when you're making your cuts and making your moves and you're seeing lots of knee injuries and all sorts of stuff, more so on turf than you see on grass.
28% is significantly higher.
Yeah. So 2012 to 2018. So I'm surprised that the NFLPA didn't push this even more.
When you see an NFL player or a college player and they're running down the field and they cut and then they go down, grabbing their knee, it's that. I mean, just remember Dion Lewis when he did it. I think he was in Dallas at the time. Patriots were looking great. He was unstoppable. They had him and James White as the tandem in the backfield, and it was just non-contact. Now it's a cut that he's made 1,000 times,
right?
But just something catches on that turf, and
cleat catches or whatever. So it was just kind of looking at that, and I know we've talked about it before, as far as grass versus turf. But I think there's something to be said there. I mean, they did this study over 8 years. And the amount of injuries being 28% higher, it just makes sense. I mean, we always focus on the concussion piece, and that obviously that's extremely important. But we never talk about the guys that have season or career ending knee injuries, and it's happening, and it could be based on the statistics attributed to artificial playing surface.
I mean, we're making the assumption that, and I think we talked about it with Eric's Wonders at the time, was that eventually turf is cheaper, and it's prettier, and
you don't have to water it.
You don't have to water it. Yeah. You don't have to do any of those kinds of things, but maybe it's time that, especially, football.
Yeah.
I make the argument soccer too.
I was going to say, it's going to go right down the line with soccer.
Same baseball, thing. You're not cutting in baseball. You're running the baseball.
But even on
dirt.
Baseball, you're on dirt. Yeah.
You're on dirt. Yeah. And the outfields aren't making cuts, the dodge the baseball or dodge another player like that. It's
they're taking a straight line to the ball.
It's football, and I could see soccer. I could see, I know what happens in soccer, not as probably as much as baseball, but I would like him to go back to natural grass because I like to have that element.
Yes.
If it did rain and you got a little sloppiness.
Some mud, the field's slow. Yeah, I agree. I like that as well. And obviously, a lot of the turf fields, you need turf if it's a stadium. I mean, excuse me, if it's a dome. But a lot of I like the elements of, like you said, if it's 25 below zero and it's grass and it's hard, and I like all that stuff.
I used to like when they played in the Orange Bowl and the infield, the baseball, or in Oakland, where the baseball infield was still on the field,
and they had to play in the dirt at the old Candlestick Park as well for San Francisco. That's right. Yeah, play through the infield.
Exactly.
You got to figure out. And sometimes the field goal kicker had to kick from the infield
from the dirt. I liked it, and it just seemed to add to it. Now these facilities are they're so beautiful. There's not, the guys come out of the games as clean as they were when they went in.
Right.
You can't tell who played.
No.
You used to be able to
come off.
That guy's a starter.
Guy, yeah. Yeah.
Just like in baseball, you used to say, that guy's a catcher.
Yes.
You don't see that as much.
Sure. Yeah.
I agree.
Do we want to talk about who's hiring, Mike?
We can. Yum Shops still looking for a full-time position. The Boathouse, we talked about them a little while ago. Mentioned that again. Murder Mystery Night tonight. They had openings as of last night.
A couple, though.
Yeah, I don't think they have the openings now. Yeah. JCN Shuttle, Part-Time Drivers, and Downtown Grill. We get some Kingswood Sports to talk about, brought to you by Duran Independent Insurance.
Duran is independent and works for you.
We are going to be at the football game tomorrow night. The football team is 0-8. It is their senior night. It is their last game of the year. Unfortunately, they did not qualify for the playoffs.
Yes. It's one of my favorite nights, Mike, because it's
the Crock-a-palooza.
It's Crock-a-palooza tomorrow night. So make sure you bring your cash, Mike.
I'm going to.
So for $5, you can get yourself a bowl of deliciousness. So all the different parents are going to have different things, from corn chowder to clam chowder to chili to whatever you can make in a crock pot. And for $5, you can get yourself a nice hot bowl. And according to Eric, it's going to be cold, so we may need to have two hot bowls tomorrow night.
It's $5 per bowl.
Yeah, $5 per bowl, and it benefits obviously the football team. That's tomorrow night, and it's such a fun night. And the other thing, Mike, Kingswood Boosters is going to be there tomorrow night. They have just a few more hats left to sell. They're selling baseball hats to help Kingswood athletic scholarships for graduates, and of course to help the baseball team as they make their trip to Florida. So they'll be selling hats, and they'll also be selling some stickers.
Nice. And we will be there playing Monadnock. Monadnock, Coach Landry has them as the number two team in Division III.
That's right. Trinity is undefeated at 8-0, and Monadnock is 7-1.
Is one loss to Trinity?
Correct.
Okay, so it might be it's going to probably be a rough night for the Knights. Coach McCullough, talked to him today. He blamed himself for not coming to us at halftime, but I said, well, we were inside, so
he couldn't find us. I bet he'll find us tomorrow night.
It wasn't his fault.
If it's going to be as cool as Eric says it is, Monadnock's going to be inside.
He might do that. probably a shout-out to his JV team. His JV team, they beat Interlakes
two in a row, the JV team. Congratulations.
So the future is looking good.
Yeah.
Volleyball, their playoff game is tonight at home, 6 p.m. versus Milford.
Got to fill the gym, Mike.
I saw that. And then, I don't want to say this is a big one on the weekend, but the quarterfinals. The Kingswood soccer teams is hosting against Merrimack Valley High School on Sunday at 6 p.m.
It's going to be a tough game.
We're going to have Coach Nelson on in a little while.
Yes.
And he's going to preview this game, which is exciting. You know, it's a big time. I still hearken back to a couple years ago when it was the springtime. It was a COVID spring.
Yes.
And all the teams were in the playoffs,
and they
all played at the same time.
Yeah, because you had baseball, you had lacrosse. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was good. Baseball and softball.
And softball.
We're going at the same time.
So fun.
That was one of the fondest memories that I could have, you know, of the spring sports at Kingswood. Everything was happening.
Yeah, so and
was,
many people.
There was people were everywhere. Yeah. It was a good time. The soccer team, we have to mention this, they finished the regular season as the number one team in Division II. They are favored. They're favored to win the whole thing.
Yes. That's a tall task. I mean,
they
being the one seed, it is a tall task, and I think they just need to stay humble, and we'll talk to Coach Nelson. I know he's got some tricks up his sleeve. They've already played Merrimack Valley.
It was a close game.
Tough game. 2-1. Obviously, Kingswood won, but it was a really – Merrimack Valley High School is a very talented soccer team.
Okay, so that's a tough draw, and they handled Kennett very easily in their preliminaries.
3-0 yesterday, so no issues. Do you want to do some Athletes of the Week?
Let's do Athletes of the Week.
I'm going to take the Female Athlete of the Week.
Okay, why did you do that?
Okay. Our Female Athlete of the Week is Kylie Raposa from girls soccer. Kylie has been asked to shut down her opposing team's the opposing team's best players all season. Kylie has been a force I apologize. I'm going to start this again because I have I can't see this on my phone. Sorry. Our Female Athlete of the Week, Mike, is Kylie Raposa from girls soccer. Kylie has been asked to shut down her opposing team's best players all season. Kylie has been a force offensively and defensively, helping to lead the Lady Knights to their best record since entering Division II. Great job, Kylie. And one thing I wanted to say about the soccer team is they still actually had a chance to make the playoffs. They ended up as the 12 seed, and this year they only took 11 teams. Normally it's 12 teams, but there was a team that doesn't qualify for playoffs. So amazing job by Shane Flood, amazing job by Kylie Raposa, and all of the soccer girls for almost making it into the playoffs.
Awesome. Our Male Athlete of the Week is Jonathan Hossack. Johnny has consistently shown shutdown defense for the Knights on defense this year. He continues to improve his offensive capabilities on overlapping runs, and his slide tackles are some of the best in the league. Johnny was part of the defensive unit that held the high-powered offense of Merrimack Valley to one goal, followed by a shutout performance by the Knights on senior night versus John Stark. Congratulations, Johnny. So Merrimack, let's get back to Merrimack Valley on this. Offense, they're a high-powered offense?
Yes, they score a lot of goals.
Okay.
They didn't score a lot against us. They only scored one against us.
Well, I think it's safe to say the strength of the Knight team is their defense.
Yes, defense and goaltending, hands down.
But that is that's going to be an interesting game.
It's going to be a tough game. It's going to be great. I mean, it's obviously
Was the game 50-50 when you played at Merrimack Valley? Or was it leaning towards one end of the field?
I would say it was leaning more towards us playing defense.
Okay.
And then, you know, we had a obviously we won with a minute to go in the game.
Right.
And it was a hard shot that the goalie stopped, but it ended up trickling in.
Ooh.
So it's gonna be a battle Sunday night.
That's awesome.
It's gonna be great.
All right. When we come back, we do have some trivia. We also want to quickly talk about World Series.
Yes.
We want to talk about Bruins, Celtics, Patriots, NFL, and we got to do picks.
Oh, my gosh. We got a lot to do.
So it's going
to
be rapid fire.
Lucas Roasting Company, which is located on King Street in beautiful Back Bay, Wolfboro. They serve delicious coffee, tea, espresso, and lattes. And you know what, Mike? They were voted the best coffee in New Hampshire by WMUR. They even roast their own coffee inside their cafe. Lucas Roasting offers over 40 different single origins and blends of coffee to choose from. My favorite is the Italian roast. It's really dark and has great, great flavor. After 13 years in the coffee industry, Lucas Roasting Company can handle personal and large business orders. Stop by their cafe on King Street in Wolfboro or order online to have delicious coffee shipped right to your door. The cafe is open Wednesday and Thursday, 7 to 5, and Friday and Saturday, 7 to 3. Or go ahead and visit lucasroasting.com anytime.
And please make sure to tell them that Mike and the Haas sent you.
Everyone deserves a treat in life. The Yum Yum Shop in beautiful downtown Wolfboro is offering an amazing deal on their gingy boxes. Gingy boxes are 24 delicious gingerbread cookies with 2 containers of frosting. Gingy boxes can be shipped anywhere in the world. When you order online at yumyumshop.com, enter the code WASR or Mike and the Haas to receive $5 off your order.
So don't forget, to save $5 on a gingy box, enter the code WASR or Mike and the Haas at yumyumshot.com. Mike and the Haas is sponsored by Duran Independent Insurance. If you're in the market for your health, life, or long-term care insurance, start with Paul Duran at Duran Independent Insurance. Paul and his team can answer any of your insurance questions with an independent voice. They can help you shop for the best rates available in New Hampshire and are your trusted time saver. So for any of your life, health, or long-term care insurance, start with Duran Independent Insurance. You can reach them at 603-569-6464 or DuranIndependentInsurance.com. Duran is independent and works for you. All right, welcome back to Mike and the Haas. It's trivia time, brought to you by the Full Belly Deli. You're going to call 603-569-5253 with the correct answer. What are they going to get, Charlie, if they have the correct answer?
They are going to get the lunch of their choice at the Full Belly Deli. They're going to get a sandwich, anything they want as far as a sandwich is concerned. You know that my favorite is the Thanks for Giving. But all they have to do is give us the correct answer. We'll take their name, and then when they head down to the Full Belly Deli, their lunch will be ready and waiting for them.
So this question, World Series is starting, and we're going to talk about the World Series in a second, but it's obviously the Philadelphia Phillies versus the Houston Astros. And the Philadelphia is one of the older franchises and older baseball clubs in baseball history. But they were not always the Philadelphia Phillies. They started in 1883. Do you know or can you tell us what the original name of the Philadelphia Phillies was before they were the Phillies?
Okay, so the original name, 603-569-5253.
Yeah.
All right, I just want to quickly tell you guys about Back Bay Boathouse, Mike. You know tonight is the murder mystery. The restaurant is still open, so you can still go down there and enjoy a meal. Monday through Friday from 11:30 to 4, they have $6 appetizer specials, $9 sandwich specials, and $10 meal deals. Monday nights is 2 for you. Order 2 of our most popular entrees. Wednesdays, of course, is 69-cent wings and half-off bottles of wine. Thursdays is prime rib night, and we have a phone call.
Hello, you're calling Mike and the Haas. Do you have an answer for us?
Was it the Athletics?
It was not the Athletics.
All right.
Good guess,
right.
Good guess, though.
Thanks for calling.
Yes.
Yep.
Now, we're looking. I think that there was a time when they were the Philadelphia Athletics, but
yes.
It was
why don't you read the question? Why don't you read the question one more time?
It was on my phone. Philadelphia's National League franchise began in 1883 as the Philadelphia Blank. It is one of the older clubs in baseball history. The franchise won its first World Series in 1980. So what was the original name of the Philadelphia Phillies?
All right.
So this is back in 1883.
603-569-5253. As I was saying, Thursday nights, which is tonight, $20 prime rib at the Back Bay Boathouse, and kids eat free. And then Friday and Saturday nights, there are more specials like prime rib and dinner specials. And, of course, Sunday, you're going to want this, the $20 Patriots pack during Patriots games. You get a pitcher of beer and 2 appetizers. For only $20, and there's $5 pounds of wings all day. Don't forget the lunch menu and dinner menu are available for takeout, but any of these awesome specials that Mike and the Haas have told you about is only for in-house dining. And don't forget to tell them that Mike and the Haas sent you.
So as we talk about the World Series, Philadelphia obviously is the Cinderella team. And they only won 87 games this year.
I know. How awesome is that?
They won like 8 more games than the Red Sox.
On the ride here, I was listening to your radio station, and they had the radio broadcaster for the Phillies talking about just the Phillies and how amazing it is to have only won so few games, but to be in it for all.
Which brings validity to the wild card.
Yes.
That you just got to make it into the wild card because if you're hot, you can go. And the Phillies are showing that they were a hot team getting to the wild card. And We were fortunate enough. Bernie brought us out to a game.
Yes.
Back in September, I was not a big fan of how the team conducted themselves, and I shared that.
Yeah, you were pretty vocal about that.
They're walking the walk right now.
They are.
They really are. They're walking it.
And the guys that needed to perform well did. Schwarber, Bryce Harper. It's pretty darn exciting. It's funny because obviously I've become a Phillies fan thanks to Bernie, and which is great, and I want the Phillies to win it all. But did you see? You've seen the different memes and stuff. If you look at the U.S. map of who's rooting for the Phillies, it's the entire country, and the only people that are rooting for the Astros is Houston.
And I said that in our text message with Bernie. I said 80 or 90% of the people in the United States are going to root for the Phillies.
Absolutely.
Because the Astros still have that cloud of cheating over them.
Yes.
That cloud is still there. And just like the Patriots in 2001, everybody rooted for the Patriots in 2001. By the time 2007 came around, nobody wanted the Patriots to win because nobody roots for the dynasty.
That's right.
Except for the local people. And that's what's happening with Houston. Even though they've only won one, they've been in this position basically for 7 years, either ALCS or the World Series. They're, like you mentioned earlier, they're kind of a dynasty right now. So I think people are rooting for the Phillies.
Yep.
And again, you have that Cinderella team that's coming, an 87-win team, a sixth-place wild card team.
Yeah, that's made it to the series. All starts tomorrow night in Houston. So
that's one on the road.
Yeah, and we are obviously all in for the Phillies like the rest of the country. Let me ask you a question before we go to anyone else or any other topics. Where does Aaron Judge end up next year? Is he going to San Francisco?
I have read that San Francisco will not be outbid.
How much did the Red Sox need to pay Aaron Judge for him to come to Boston?
See,
you got to pay him $20 million?
What's that?
Pay him $20
million? You serious?
I'm just throwing this out. I'm just throwing numbers out, Mike. I don't have any money, so I couldn't pay him.
Are you serious?
I couldn't pay him $20.
They can't get Christian Vasquez for $20
million.
I think that Judge is going to command somewhere in the vicinity of $38 to $42 million.
Okay.
Per year.
No, I understand that.
I don't think they're going to do it.
Is he worth $40
million? I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I don't think I'd pay Ohtani before Judge.
Well, yeah, of course.
Of course you would, because he should be the MVP.
Isn't Judge the MVP?
He should be the MVP.
Soon will be.
But I would pay somebody like Ohtani before that. I would probably pay Mike Trout that money before Aaron Judge.
Absolutely.
I worry about Aaron Judge. He's so big, and he got big from a health issue. Thyroid gland or something like that.
Yeah,
what mutations and stuff. I mean, he didn't take anything for it.
No, it was probably climate change.
Stop. I tell you guys, our show on Thursdays is also going to be political too. I just worry about that. I worry about offering too long of a contract.
Yeah. I agree. And that's why, I mean, that was like when you look at these contracts, like I don't want someone that's, 36 or 37 still playing for the team. You give him a 13-year contract, I'm like, when he's 36 or 37, he's not going to be what he is right now. And it's too long.
The Red Sox are kind of more of a dark horse. You got the Giants and then the Dodgers. The Dodgers want him because Mookie Betts said he'll go play second base.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I think is pretty, because that's originally what he came up as a second baseman.
Right.
So,
do you need Judge to play the field? Just let him hit.
He's not a bad fielder.
No, he's not a bad fielder. But I mean, I like Mookie Betts in right field.
I think having Judge in right field and Mookie Betts in second sounds pretty good too.
Okay.
All right. Yep. But anyway, we got to get some other stuff. We got to move pretty fast.
Want to go Bruins?
Well, Bruins 6-1. They seem to be agreeing with the new coach. New coach seems to be agreeing with them. They're doing it. They're actually playing really well. Which is nice. I'm glad that we're gonna have a winter. Marshawn makes his comeback tonight from off-season surgery, so that's gonna make them even better.
Yep, that's good. And you looked at their rankings. They do the top 16 teams, and then Bruins are number two.
Yep. The Celtics are 3-1. You mentioned they lost big to the Bulls.
Yeah. That was tough the other night. I was flipping back and forth, but they were, the Celtics were up big in the first quarter, and then the Bulls went on like a 40-6 run.
Celtics aren't really playing much defense right now, so that is concerning. And then there was ejections all over the place. The coach got ejected. Grant Williams got ejected.
Yeah.
I just worry about them being an undisciplined team, but right now they're off to a good start. Patriots, we got to get to some picks. Keep talking, Charlie.
Yeah, so the Patriots, you kind of teased this in our opening take, is the play-calling controversy. So are there a specific set of plays for Bailey Zappe and a specific set of plays for Mac Jones? And I think the answer is there appears to be.
Yeah, I agree.
And it looks like they were allowing Bailey Zappe to kind of open it up and let the receivers run routes. And Mac Jones, it's kind of, as you said, vanilla, very vanilla, and not what we as Patriots fans want to see. Bill, you know, we talked about this. You know, did Bill really screwed up? You said screwed up. He did. He's in the head of Mac Jones. He's in the head of Bailey Zappe. He's got really no defensive coordinator. Forget about the offensive coordinator piece, but no defensive coordinator. And the Bears, Mike, are not a very good team.
What's gone under the radar since Monday night is how poorly the defense looked.
Yeah.
They played so poorly. Like
they gave up 33 points to the Chicago Bears.
They had no adjustments. They had no answers. But because of all the controversy with the quarterback, they're getting a little pass on this.
Right.
That's the bigger story, is how bad that defense played against that team that nobody's played bad against. So, I said I might be back to
three or four wins.
Well, that's where they're at now. We said Bill screwed up. Mac is starting this week. Defensive collapse. I'm just going through a list here. Has it been fool's gold on the previous two wins? Maybe. I might be back to three wins. Now, here's the big one. Trade deadline is November 1st. Trade deadline in football has never been a big deal.
Trade deadline's next week, yeah. It's Tuesday.
On Tuesday.
Yeah.
If they lose on Sunday, which we're going to pick that in a second,
yeah,
they have to be sellers.
Oh, definitely.
If they win, they might be sellers.
Right.
I mean, for Damian Harris, all of the receivers.
Yeah.
It's a bad year for Bill.
It is.
And I mean,
we talked about this. This is, I don't know. I don't know if this will be it, because he wants to chase Shula. But if you don't have a team to win with, you know, you may never get to Don Shula.
I agree. Last week, we picked the same teams except for one game. I picked Denver. You picked the Jets. The Jets won, so that puts you up three.
Oh.
The first game that we're picking this week is tonight's game, the Ravens at Tampa. Tom's playing bad.
Tampa looks like a dumpster fire.
They look worse than the Patriots do.
Yeah. They do.
They scored 3 points against Carolina.
Yeah.
But it is in Tampa. I mean, I'm gonna let you go first, Charlie, on this one.
I can't see Tom losing again. So I'm gonna take Tampa.
All right. I'm gonna say Baltimore to keep it interesting.
Taking the Ravens,
There's nothing that points to Tampa winning. That's probably why Tampa's gonna win.
Yeah.
I'll save the Patriots game for last. San Francisco at the Rams.
San Francisco also looks like a dumpster fire as well. Now they have
Christian McCaffrey.
So, and the Rams. So, I you know, I'm a Niners fan, so I'm going to take San Francisco.
Okay, I will go Rams on that one.
Travel's not an issue, Mike. It's still California.
I agree.
Okay.
Green Bay at Buffalo. This is a Sunday nighter.
This is no question asked. Buffalo is going to easily handle the Packers.
You don't think that Green Bay is going to figure this out?
I don't know.
I wrote Green Bay on Buffalo.
Okay, we're both in on Buffalo this week.
Cincinnati at Cleveland.
Oh, boy.
Cincinnati's starting to heat up a little bit.
They are. And
but at Cleveland,
yeah,
division game.
I don't know. I'm gonna take Cincinnati.
Okay, I think I will too.
Okay.
All right, and then lastly, we have our Patriots
at the New York Jets.
Jets are 5-2.
Yeah.
They had a massive amount of injuries in the last week.
Yeah.
They lost their running back, their left guard, which is they're basically running behind the whole time.
Yeah.
They lost somebody else too. And then the Patriots are just short of a dumpster fire.
Yes. The Jets are going to win. The Jets are going to move to 6-2.
Wow.
This is sad. This is awful that I'm picking the J-E-T-S.
I'm going to pick New England just again.
Okay.
I got to make things happen. So we got a few different games
good in
this one.
We could end up in a tie.
I could make a full comeback.
You could make a full comeback. I want the Patriots to win. I just don't think they're going to. Hey, do the trivia question one more time, and maybe I guess we might have to give the answer. Oh, no. We still have another segment.
We have another segment. Yeah. The original name of the Philadelphia Phillies. Now, they went through a few iterations, and Bernie texted. He said this is not fair for him to answer because
right,
he knows this one.
Of course.
In 1883 is when they started as the Philadelphia Baseball Club. What was their name before they became the Phillies?
Phillies.
But their original name.
So 603-569-5253.
I'll give a little hint. Just remember the state that they play in.
Ah, the state of Pennsylvania.
Yes.
I gotcha.
I thought that people could figure that one out on their own.
Well, I'm just helping people. and
darn history teachers.
Just so you know, we have Eric Nelson coming back after break, Mike, the boys varsity soccer coach, to preview the playoffs.
All right, we'll be right back. When looking for a sub in town, don't forget about the Full Belly Deli on Mill Street in downtown Wolfboro. For some of the most tasty subs in town, you have to try the Full Belly Deli. Hey, Charlie, do you know about the Thanksgiving Fridays?
I sure do. Thanksgiving, turkey, stuffing, cranberry sauce, and mayo on a grilled homemade white bread. You can reach the Full Belly Deli at 603-569-1955. And don't forget to tell them Mike and the Haas sent you.
Hey, this is Mike from Mike and the Haas. If you're in the real estate market, start with Faye Moore at Berkshire Hathaway. Faye brings 30 years experience to real estate in the Lakes region. If you're planning on selling, call Faye, and she could set up a complimentary market analysis to value your home and discuss anything you can do to help your house sell quicker and for more money. If you're buying, start with Faye. No one knows the local market better than Faye, and she will find the perfect house for you. So whether buying or selling, start with Faye Moore at Berkshire Hathaway by calling 888-723-0306 or verani.com.
Need a chainsaw, some paint, or even a grill? Don't head down to the big box store. Stop at Bradley's Hardware in downtown Wolfboro. At Bradley's, you will find all of your hardware needs. Bradley's Hardware carries quality name brands such as Steel and Echo Power Equipment, Benjamin Moore Paints, Weber and Big Green Egg Grills, and just about anything else you could find in a hardware store. Bradley's also stocks an extensive inventory of rental equipment. Rent anything from a commercial carpet cleaner to a cement mixer. So before you head out of town, stop at Bradley's Hardware on 22 Railroad Ave in downtown Wolfboro. They are open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, 7:30 to 5. Bradley's is your local hardware choice.
All right, welcome back to Mike and the Haas. We have the first place, number one team in the state, Division II soccer coach, Coach Eric Nelson on the phone. Coach, you with us?
How we doing, Mike?
I'm all right. Coach, I promise you we won't talk about the popularity of soccer in the United States, okay?
Okay, no worries. No worries.
By the way, before I actually want to talk about it in a second. We're on the same page. I think we are on the same page. We just were getting there in a different direction. But what you're doing with the Kingswood soccer team, first of all, congratulations. An incredible season.
Thank you.
I think we got to put this in perspective. We could not think of the last time that any Kingswood team in any sport finished the regular season in the first place. And we were with Josh Balding, and we were going back into the 90s. We're thinking maybe a lacrosse team. It's been that long, and it's that special of a thing. And for what you have done with the soccer team coming from a winless season just four short years ago, to being number one in state is truly remarkable, and so congratulate on that, and you know, obviously to the boys too.
Thank you, I really appreciate it, and it's our job now to live up to the hype and make sure that we can continue this playoff run this year. But I did not know that about the history of Kingswood Athletics and other sports. That's cool.
Well, I was going to say, Eric, you didn't do enough last night at the Merrimack Valley Kennett game, because we really wanted Kennett, but obviously Merrimack Valley, we got Merrimack Valley on Sunday night, and we know how good of offensive team they are. So can you just preview a little bit about what your game planning is for Merrimack Valley, what to expect? You know, Mike and I obviously know about Merrimack Valley, and we were at the regular season game, but can you just kind of preview that for us?
For sure. Yeah, they're kind of like a glass cannon almost. They're very powerful in terms of their offensive capabilities, but defensively they're pretty fragile, and in terms of midfield strength too, both their defense and their midfield, they don't win a lot of 50-50 balls. They don't go up for the punts and goal kicks. So that's definitely an area that we're looking to capitalize on, but they can get numbers forward. They're really good with pressing high numbers. But that also opens up the ability for us to counterattack. We've been a good counterattack team. We've functioned well in the transition. So as I'm sure you guys are familiar, soccer and hockey too, there's really four phases of play. There's offense, there's defense, or possession and out of possession, and then there's the transition game. And in soccer also you have the set piece, which is corner kicks and free kicks. So, where they're so offensive and when they're in possession, they push numbers so far forward, it allows and opens them up for quick transition, quick counterattack play, which Braden and Dom and Vinny and some of our other forwards are very fortunate to be excellent in that phase of play. So it should allow for us to get some quick counters, and that's how we scored first in the regular season against them. So it should be good.
Coach, does Merrimack Valley, do they play like a team offensive game, or are there specific kids that you have to target and shut down?
So they have two midfielders that make late runs into the box that we just have to really work on shutting down. Gavin Wheeler and Lucas Godoy, both excellent center midfielders. They start pretty deep, and they make late runs into the box and can finish. So those are the two that we have to really watch out for on the team for Merrimack Valley, and we've come up with a game plan to kind of shut them down, hopefully. We do have the benefit of being at home, so we're hoping the fans can come out, and Merrimack Valley is used to playing on a not-so-great football surface, and last night it was great, so the turf advantage should be key for us as well.
That's great. You guys last year were 7-8-1 and obviously made it to the semifinals. This year, everybody knows about Kingswood Soccer. How do you, as a coach, you know, you got your first place, the number one seed in D2, as Mike was saying earlier. As a coach, how do you keep your players focused, humble, and understand it's game by game and everything that's happened in the regular season doesn't matter? What matters now is Sunday night.
For sure. That's a lot of the messaging we've really been pushing this entire season. I mean, with a team with the history of Kingswood Soccer, it's been more mental coaching this year than anything else, and getting these guys to learn how to win, how to finish games when you have a lead, how to keep that lead. That's been the biggest coaching challenge for me this year, is really coaching that mental game. So it's been really important that we kind of say everybody starts at 0-0, and we still need to maintain that underdog mentality. We still need to work harder than every other team. And if you look at the top four seeds, every single one of those teams, Oyster River is the 2 seed, the 3rd seed is Conval, and the 4th seed is Lebanon. You go back the last 5 years, those seeds all have a state championship. So Lebanon won last year, Oyster River won the COVID year in 2020, and then in 2018 and 2019, Conval got back-to-back. So we're still an underdog, and until we get a state championship, we need to maintain that underdog mentality, and we need to just work harder than all those other teams and put in the work. So the boys are buying into that, and they've really taken that in stride and really processed and applied that to our game. So it's good.
That's great. So you've got a couple of more days, of practice. Obviously, tonight is the volleyball game. You're finishing up practice now, and then you'll have Friday and then Saturday. You guys are doing a team dinner. Is that true?
Correct. Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, we have a team dinner. Yeah, that's really important. That's another element that I really try to stress in my coaching strategy, is making sure we apply all the principles of nutrition and recovery. I mean, we had one series this year where we had 3 games in 4 days, I think. So, and we won all 3. So it really starts to get into the details about nutrition and recovery, and you have to apply that to your sports teams to really succeed in some of those difficult challenges when you have rainouts and reschedules and those kind of things. So it's really important, and especially when you have a 16-game schedule packed into a small period of time, it really becomes important to stress those things.
Coach,
in order to optimize results.
What are you going to tell the boys to do on Sunday? Like, the game itself is at 6:00. They're going to be pretty amped up as soon as they get out of bed. What do you tell them to control that so that they don't overamp during the day and then they have nothing left at night?
Yeah, you really want to make sure that you get to bed as early as possible the night before. And obviously, if you can, try to sleep in, eat a lighter, like carb-centric breakfast with complex carbs that'll slowly like release glucose throughout the day to make sure your glucose stores aren't depleted. But you want to make sure that you're still getting those fluids, you're still getting those electrolytes, you're still getting those salts, light snacks, granola bars, protein bars, all those things are fine the day of. And then once we get around to an hour or an hour and a half before, maybe a little bit of a natural source of caffeine. Caffeine helps to kind of get the boys kind of focused and kind of in that mental state. And it's not a banned substance. In NCAA, you have to be careful how much caffeine you take. But a little bit of caffeine and a natural source, there's no issues with that. And it really helps them kind of get centered and focused for a game, as long as it's okay with their parents.
That's right.
But those kind of things are good to help kind of get them in the mental state that you need to be and focus for the game. And then also coaching, the as soon as we step off onto the field, as soon as we leave this locker room, you guys are dialed in. All the side conversations are stopped. You're focused on your opponent. Like, all that mental side of coaching starts being applied to get them into that mental state and ready to play.
Well, it sounds great. Coach, you know that I'll be there. I know that Mike is going to be at the game. We're looking forward to Sunday. We can't wait. We, just like you, have high expectations for the boys, but we want them to be humble. And we've just had one heck of a ride this season watching you coach and watching the boys play. And it's been just really exciting to see the enthusiasm and the support for Kingswood soccer, not just the boys, but the girls within this community. And I know it's going to continue to grow. And a lot of it has to do with you and, of course, Coach Flood with the girls. And we as, you know, sports broadcasters really appreciate it. And I'm going to have to control myself, Coach, on Sunday, because the minute I get up, I am going to be amped. I can't wait for the playoffs. I can't wait for 6 p.m. So best of luck to you. Thank you for calling the show. And we're hopefully, you know, you guys continue. We'd love to get you back on the show next week.
For sure. Appreciate it. And thank you guys for your support. It means a lot. And we're hoping the fans will come out in support of us. We had some great fans for senior night. So hoping we can really push the fans out and pack the alumni field stands. So
sounds great, Coach. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach. All right, so we need to talk about our trivia question.
Our trivia question. So the original name of the Philadelphia Phillies.
Yes.
And I know that Bernie's out there listening.
Yes, yeah.
It was the Philadelphia Quakers.
The Quakers.
The Quakers.
The Quakers. Now, makes kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know how long.
Yeah.
You know, I grabbed this trivia online. How long they lasted as the Quakers?
Yeah.
I want to say.
Did they ever become the Philadelphia Amish?
Maybe.
Yeah. I'm sure they didn't. But yeah, the Athletics is part of it, though.
I think the Athletics. Yep. I think there was a time where, yeah, where they were the Athletics.
But they started as the Quakers.
Original in 1883. The Philadelphia Baseball Club was known as the Philadelphia Quakers. I like to look at the – now, here's another one for you. They won – so they started in 1883. They won their first World Series in 1980. So that Mike Schmidt team was their Steve that Carlton and that. That was their first World Series. So,
oh, my gosh, like 100 years later.
Well, I mean, yeah, everybody was all hyped up about the Cubs and the Red Sox, about not
sure
winning for so long.
Yeah, the poor Phillies.
The Phillies were right in that boat for a long time.
1980. My goodness. And still, I know I said this before, but still the best mascot in the game. The Fanatic. I love him.
I'm looking forward to that. Starts tomorrow night. Yep. Let's get back to Coach Nelson in soccer. It really is, and I know he hadn't realized that, but special. If you take into account that Kingswood soccer, where they were for the last 20 years,
right,
you know, up until basically last year.
Yeah.
And that they finished number one in the state when all these other teams, we've had great lacrosse teams, great field hockey teams, great hockey teams, good football teams, great baseball teams, and
yes,
so on down the line. But nobody had reached that number one, at least as far as we can remember. I'm sure Coach Skelly is there. We were number one in 1987.
Sure. Yeah.
But we didn't go back that far.
No.
You know,
but it's been a long time.
In recent memories, yeah, you know, at least through the
2000s. We were jogging Josh Walding's brain, and he was going through, and he couldn't remember one.
Now, it doesn't mean they didn't win a title.
Nope. No,
we're
just
saying
mean ranked,
ranked
finished
number one,
yeah,
as they,
at
know,
the regular season.
Coach has a challenge ahead of him in keeping those kids humble, because they're not the underdog.
No.
They're not. And it's kind of Bill Belichick. He's trying to find any way to present them
does,
as the underdog, which is what
which
he should
supposed
be doing.
To be doing, of course.
But Merrimack Valley's going to be coming out after them strong.
You know it.
You know, and last year, if I remember right, Kingswood beat Merrimack Valley in the quarterfinals.
Well, they beat Milford.
Was it Milford?
Yeah.
Did they play Merrimack Valley last year?
No, they ended up losing to Merrimack Valley the year before in the regular season.
Okay, so I guess
maybe. I mean, you know what? It all blends together. This year, I know they're 13-2-1.
Okay,
and they need to stay, like you said, they need to stay humble and beat Merrimack Valley on Sunday night, 6 o'clock at Alumni Stadium.
We want to once again thank our advertisers for supporting Mike and the Hawks to be ASR powered by the MM Shop. Thanks to Faymore, Berkshire Hathaway,
Seacoast Spine and Sports Injuries Clinic,
Skelly's Market,
Bailey's Bubble,
Lucas Roasting Company,
Duran Independent Insurance,
Downtown Grill and Cafe,
Bradley's Hardware,
JCN Shuttle,
The Full Belly Deli,
Hancock Lumber,
The Back Bay Boathouse,
and the Heinz Group of Philadelphia and London.
Awesome.
I didn't have that written down there.
No, you were so good. You were able to remember that. Well done, Mike.
We'll be next Thursday.
Exactly.
We are once a week for a little while, and we'll give you as much as we can within our hour. And until then, we'll talk to you next week.
Have a great weekend.